Time now for the 5 o'clock shadow, where we look back at the JSC Securities Exchange and other exchanges action on this day. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital. He's going to be with us in a moment. But first of all, let's look at the JSC and look at the major indexes. The banks and financials both down 1.4%. Industrial shares down 1%. Retailers got clattered to the tune of 2 2/3%. Resources were 0.4% weaker. Gold shares up 0.2%. The platinum's up 0.5%. The all share itself, though, not great, down 1.25% to close at 53,889, and the value traded just above 17 billion. That's around about 1.8 billion more than yesterday. Rand under pressure, 1362 against the US dollar, 1767 against the pound, 1545 against the euro, euro dollar 113.50. Gold price up 3 to 1309. Platinum down 4 to $802 an ounce, and the oil price 42 cents per barrel weaker to 62.27. Dow Jones, as the JSC closed, down 0.2%. The FTSE in London also slightly weaker, down 0.4%. These numbers are brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. ArcelorMittal was the first thing that I looked at this morning. Really good set of results, I thought.
Yeah, beginning of a big turnaround there, Lindsay. Obviously, the share price has fallen from lofty heights. A week ago, they gave us a trading update, and today delivered the results. Market welcoming it. The share price up 7.8%, close to 3.70. We did see a high at the opening bell of 3.95. So, not the runaway success. I mean, I think, you know, 6 months ago, it was trading over 5 Rand, but I think the beginning of a turnaround.
5 Rand 6 months ago. But nearly 50 Rand, how many years ago? Because this is what I like to do. I like to contextualize our chats that we have on a daily basis and making them long term. This was a share that was a mega cap, or rather a big cap, and now it's a penny stock.
Yeah, it's one of the legendary stories here at Kratos. But going back, turning the clock back to 2011, one of our traders, ArcelorMittal, was trading at 100 Rand, and he put in a bid at 80 Rand and thought, you know, if someone makes a finger fault, I'll buy the shares cheaply. Ends up buying the shares cheaply at 80 Rand and probably selling them at 40 Rand. So the fall was so precipitous that, you know, no one could have seen the fall.
I'm sure one should check one's alerts, one's buy and sell orders every single day, Greg, because, I mean, the way the market is at the moment, certainly going back to 2018 when volatility was the watchword, you really just can't actually discount the fact that one of your silly little orders are going to be hit.
Yeah, it's always the case. You think, it's a small trade that can't hurt me, and then it does hurt you. So you have to be careful with these things.
Yes, indeed. Okay, we had that one. We spoke about the Clix book build last night, and the book build was successful, I think, but the share price on the opening was around about 4% weaker. What happened to Clix today?
Yeah, they managed to place all those shares at 84 Rand. We did apply, and I think each person that applied got 10% of what they applied for. Mm. The share's still down. It finished at 186.41, so if you got it 184, you're still on the right side. I think probably lucky for those who did manage to get in the book buildings. I should imagine it will grind its way back to 200 once this sort of overhang, a sort of a technical thing over the stock, once that's moved out of the way.
Okay. Trading update from Northam Platinum. We spoke about Impala Platinum earlier in the week. What about Northam? A small player, but still significant.
Yeah, a lot of times when you find analysts that are in the platinum space, you know, my favorites are obviously Amplats and Sibanye to a certain extent, but the name Northam Platinum comes up a lot, really. Trading update and operational update this morning, market not liking the update. The share down 4.4%, where the rest of the plats were a little bit firmer, so maybe a long way to go there.
Mm. A company called OneLogix came out with results, and OneLogix is a good company. I mean, if you want to get a car down to Cape Town from Johannesburg, you go to OneLogix, they do it, or you don't go to them directly, obviously, because they're the listed entity, but they're obviously involved in the company that sticks it on one of those trailers that you try and overtake just past Beaufort West when you're on your way driving down to your holiday home in Cape Town, Greg. What about OneLogix?
Yeah, the share price up nearly 4% to 3.95. I mean, it's still a small cap, market cap of just over 1.1 billion, but not nice, solid little business. So you can probably find it's quite defensive. You know, people still have to make or all of those moves, even when there's a bit of a recession going on.
What else did we see today? And we've spoken about results from ArcelorMittal and OneLogix and Northern Platinum's trading update. I said yesterday that it looked like a market that was really in an upward momentum. And even though on a quiet day it went up, today, of course, exactly the opposite happened to me and my big mouth. And down we go. Why did we go down today?
Yeah, it's tough to really work out. I mean, down 1.25%. Giving up some of those nice gains that we made yesterday. We were talking about forming a base above 54,000 on the old share, giving that back 53,889. I mean, there have been some quite big successes in the, we did speak about it earlier in the week, but something like British American Tobacco in the last 10 days, it's gone from the mid 420s, touched briefly today 493 and closed at 486 area. So there has been money to be made this year. You just have to pick the right counters, but it's difficult to see why the market was spooked. I did see other emerging markets, Brazil and Argentina last night, both got 4% and 3% respectively lower. So perhaps we're just following emerging markets weaker.
I'll say two words to you, Greg, and they're quite close to you because you have friends in Australia in the corporate world. David Jones, CEO, has gone. What's the story?
Well, I was reading some stats. It's the fourth CEO in 5 years, and obviously they've gone and bought that David Jones business in Australia, got a turnaround strategy that isn't working. And I suppose as each CEO realizes that it's not going to work out, they're all jumping ship, you know, ships that are about to sink with no rats on them. So Willys finished the day down 2.9% back at 48 Rand. Basically half from its all-time high.
Yeah, indeed, more than half from its all-time high. What else happened today? The S&P futures, the Dow Jones, etc., all pointing to a rather difficult evening for the US markets. Briefly, before we get to the State of the Nation address, what do you think about the overseas markets? Are they overextended?
Yeah, it looks like we've and especially certainly on the Dow, we've had quite a big run, probably due for a little bit of consolidation. You know, it's all eyes on the China trade talks, really, for the global markets. You know, deadlines are approaching there for March. So we need some certainty on the trade front.
Okay, top five major moves to the upside and the downside, according to sharenet.co.za, are on the upside: South 32, Implats, Assore, Kumba Iron Ore, and Sibanye. I don't know if you are seeing a trend there, Greg, but they are all things that dig stuff out of the ground. So the top five major moves, maybe because of the Rand, which we haven't mentioned, in the 1360s rather than the 1330s a week ago. And on the downside, Retailer, Truworths, Northern Platinum after its trading update, TFG, which is a company that used to be called Fashini, and I preferred that to TFG. That's also a retailer, Sappi, after its results yesterday, and then Clicks at the bottom because of the book build. So some interesting stuff going on, but all about commodities.
Yeah, I mean, that is a theme, really, a rotation probably away from consumer stocks, banks and financials and retailers, and back to the old school, the resource counters. I mean, in part of Platts, also had another impressive day, up 2.6%. That's 43.60 Rand. So from as we were saying earlier in the week, from around 17, beginning of the year, to 43.60 Rand, put on another rand or so today. Sibanye is a terrific share if you like trading gold shares and platinum shares and getting in and out, because the movements are so wild. I mean, yesterday morning it was trading at 12.25 Rand. That was a buying opportunity. Close today at 13.16 Rand. So sort of good old days of trading gold shares are still alive in some stocks.
Greg, the State of the Nation address is tonight in Parliament, and there will be some unruly elements, some unruly members that will try and disrupt Cyril Ramaphosa's speech, which I'm sure, given his recent history, will be absolutely excellent and eloquently delivered with measure and with consideration, and will probably have some good content. But it's going to be, I mean, it's better than watching any soap opera.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. I hope we don't have a repeat of previous parliamentary situations where those fellows in the white shirts, sort of bouncers on the weekend, come in there and grab certain elements and throw them out. I mean, it's really undignified.
Yes, it is. Also undignified is people running around in shorts in Johannesburg. And that's what you're going to be doing in 5 minutes' time. I'm trying to keep you as long as I can to annoy you, but you're going on a 5K run. Just tell us all about this, please.
Well, every Thursday at the Wanderers Club, they do a time trial. So there's a giant clock. And you're just really running against the clock, not against each other. There's always those people that are super fit. I've got one colleague that's over-competitive, and my dream is to actually beat him. But he's an ex-professional athlete, so it's tough for a plonker like me.
But what is it? Why are you running 5Ks? I don't understand the motivation.
Just to test your fitness levels. So last week I ran in 34 minutes. This week I'll try running 32 and so on.
Very good indeed, Greg. Thank you very much for your analysis this evening. That's Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow.